You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you and good evening. My name is Dave. I am your On the River host, volunteer host from the North Shore of the Mississippi River this evening for the next 3 hours from now until 10. Hopefully put on some enjoyable music for you all. I'm hoping you will like it. The weather for this evening in Grand Rapids and the surrounding area is, tonight, low of negative 2, low chance of precipitation, winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow and Thursday, high of 16, 9% chance of precipitation, cloudy, very cold, high of 16, winds light and variable. Tomorrow night, low of 4, there is a 58% chance of precipitation, cloudy with snow showers developing after midnight, low 4 degrees. Winds light and variable, chance of snow 60%. Snow accumulations less than 1 inch. Okay, we are going to do some tunes tonight in recognition of some wonderful artists who have left us in these past 30 days, including Steve Cropper, Todd Snyder, and Raul Malo, who we just lost a couple days ago. Just devastating, all of them. But anyhow, remember them in their wonderful music. We will never forget. Let's get this party started.
Thank you.
Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn from the Blues Brothers. That was Soul Man. 1978, I believe. Is that right? Yeah, the Blues Brothers released 1978 in the accompanying movie. That was Steve Cropper on lead guitar. He just passed away recently, one of the greatest session musicians and writers. Been band members of the last, I would say, 60 years. Prior to that was one of his classics that he wrote with Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions. That was from 1967. And we heard Henry's Boogie from Henry Butler and Steve Bernstein. That came off of Viper's Drag from 2014. And then it was Joe Jackson off of Another World, the song Another World off of Night and Day that he released in 82. I think that was his fourth studio record. And then we started that set off, and we started the evening off with the only Flame in Town from Elvis Costello and the Attractions off of his release, Goodbye Cruel World, the same approximate time as Joe Jackson, I think. Anyhow, my name's Dave. I'm with you for the next couple of hours or 2.5 hours. We receive support from Hug Hydronics, committed to making in-floor heating simple, providing in-floor heating solutions for both commercial and residential. More information at hughydronics.com. We receive support from the state of Minnesota. All right. These next couple sets are just going to be tributes to a couple of artists that I was just crazy about. I'd say the last 20 years, haven't discovered them until later in my music loving career, which one is Todd Snyder. He passed away about a month ago. Very unfortunate circumstances. And then Raul Mallo with the Mavericks just a couple nights ago. So going to miss them both. We can remember them through their fantastic works. Todd Snyder released, I think it was 15 or 20 albums, and Mavericks, many, many more. So anyhow, we're going to start this first set out with some Todd Snyder, and then we're going to swing the next set to the Mavericks. Let's see how this goes. Hope you enjoy.
Madonna naked, I was checking it out. Just then a friend of mine came through the door, said she'd never pegged me for a scumbag before. She said she didn't ever want to see me anymore, and I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. I just outside a bar. They turned on their lights and they ordered me out.
out of my car. And I was only kidding when I called him a couple of days.
Save some money. They got one off a hippie that smelled kind of funny. The next thing they knew, they was both really hungry and pretty thirsty too.
B double E double R U N Beer Run. B double E double R U N Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B double E double R U N Beer Run.
Store with the sign said their beer was coldest. They sent in Brad cause he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. Walked over to where them registers are. Laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, returned, he looked back and stopped. He said, boy, I ain't calling the cops, but I am keeping this card. The guys took it hard.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N Beer Run. We would be if we only brought a better fake ID on a B-double-E-double-R-U-N Beer Run.
I met this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He claimed to be the one from the Robert Earl song, so they gave him their cash. He bought them brews. It's a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They was feeling so good, it should have been a crime. The crowd was cool, the band was prime. They made it back up to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends.
The road goes on forever. The party never ends. B double E double R U N Beer Run. B double E double R U N Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car key and a sober driver. B double E double R U N Beer Run. Said B double E double R U N.
Sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. I'd hear him talking to some chick through a thick ghost of smoke, through a thicker haze of southern comfort and cold. Say, girl, you're hotter than the hinges hanging off the gate's head.
afraid to turn to me, baby, for he don't treat you well. And by he meant me, so I laughed and I shook his hand. He laughed a little bit louder as he the yellow up at the band. Play a train song.
Unimpressed by these plaques in my cubicle as I'm secretly impressed with his ability to look at everything so completely irresponsibly. I'm stuck on the corner. Looking him over, I can't see a difference. Making money out of paper, making paper out of trees. We're making so much money we can hardly breathe. Mr. Handelman drove home from work as mad as I had ever been, and then nearly jerked the kid out of a drive-through window. He said, will I be everything? I said, hey, what would you know? You're looking at a man about to buy his kid a ragtop. What are you driving? A bicycle, you little punk. I'm stuck on the corner. My sanity and madness, I'm looking him over. Can't see a difference. Making money out of paper, making paper out of trees. We're making so much money we can hardly breathe.
I'd been living on private drive. Yeah, I told Ray Lynn that I'd been living on private drive. Jealousy eats me alive. She'd pick some guy in Gene Simmons' side band. Oh, me.
Ouch.
I said, she picked some. To his belt loops, hangs them all the way down to his knees. The way she talks to me, you'd think her grandpa was a country star. The way she talks to me now, you'd think your grandpa was a country star. The way she looks at me, you'd think I couldn't even play the guitar. When she said she would rather be friends, I said, that's what I was
just about the same. She ever need a little something done around the house, though. I'm never too far away. Yeah, a Raylan Nelson. She gonna settle for me someday. Watch this, baby.
Those last five songs were from Todd Snyder, who passed away about a month ago. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed playing it for you. We just heard Stoner Yodel No. 2 with Raylan Nelson off of his release, High, Lonesome, and Then Some, that was just released about a month before he passed. I believe it came out in October of this year, and he passed late November. Really tragic. Anyhow, prior to that, we heard 2023 release, which was named Crank It, We're Doomed. The song we heard was Handleman's Revenge. Then it was Play a Train Song. That's out for you, Eddie. And it was off of his breakthrough release, if he had such a thing, East Nashville Skyline. He actually lived in East Nashville for many years and was often seen walking around town, talking to people, enjoying himself. Prior to that, we heard Beer Run off of New Connection. And then we started that off with All Right Guy, Todd Snyder, off the Songs for the Daily Planet. That was his first release, I believe. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. KAXE has built connections between listeners, community organizations, and local businesses in northern Minnesota since 1976. Consider becoming a business or community sponsor to help KAXE build strong connections now and into the future. Text the word SPONSOR to 218-326-1234. KAXE and KBXE are proud members of Ampeers, the Association of Minnesota Public Education and Radio Stations, a network of 17 independent community radio stations across Minnesota. Ampers doesn't receive funding from Minnesota Public Radio, and many of the stations recently lost federal funding. The loss made up as much as half of some of the stations' budgets, but community radio is not defeated. Help keep Ampers stations going. Donate at ampers.org. And that's A-M-P-E-R-S, ampers.org. Okay, we're going to keep it going here with the next tribute set for the Mavericks, Raul Malo, who just passed basically about 48 hours ago. Hope you enjoy this. We're all going to miss him. I know Kathy and Cy will, as I will, and everyone. And the second song is for you, Mike Roach, wherever you may be, Florida, Indiana. Let's get it started.
Sofa, eating chocolate pie. Say to me.